You're listening to SBS News.
Australian Health Minister Greg Hunt says he's still confident of the AstraZeneca vaccine despite South Africa's plans to pause their rollout of the shot. South Africa is suspending its use of the AstraZeneca coronavirus shot in its vaccination program after data showed it gave minimal protection against mild to moderate infections caused by the new COVID-19 variant first detected in South Africa. Minister Hunt says the latest data from the United Kingdom backs the AstraZeneca vaccine.
They're very, very pleased with strong evidence which has been presented by Oxford University about the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine. There are particular studies which are being done in South Africa, so we'll continue to follow that. But the advice as of this morning from the Chief Medical Officer of Australia, Professor Paul Kelly, and the head of the Vaccines Task Force, Professor Brendan Murphy, is very, very clear, and that is there's currently no evidence to indicate a reduction in the effectiveness of either the AstraZeneca or Pfizer vaccines in preventing severe disease and death.
The federal government has released training modules for the COVID-19 vaccination workforce. The online training initiative will be carried out with the help of the Australian College of Nursing. The modules cover multi-dose vials, handling and storage of vaccines, safety and surveillance monitoring, and reporting for adverse events following immunisation. The Vice President of the Australian Medical Association, Dr. Chris Moy, has told the ABC officials must avoid vaccine dose wastage.
The Pfizer was actually designed with five doses in mind, but what they found is that if you were really careful with the types of syringes, you could actually get that sixth, if not seventh, dose out. And that's the aim here, to get as much out as possible, because it is such a precious thing for us.
And Victorian authorities are looking to make COVID-19 testing compulsory for hotel quarantine workers on their days off after a second worker contracted the virus in less than a week. A hotel quarantine worker at the Holiday Inn at Melbourne Airport has tested positive to coronavirus. The woman tested positive on Sunday after she completed a shift as an authorised officer at the hotel but had previously tested negative after a shift on Thursday. Emergency Services Minister Lisa Neville, who is responsible for Victoria's quarantine program, says the woman's role consisted of issuing detention notices to international arrivals as they enter the hotel or are moved to another facility. Ms. Neville says there appear to be no breaches.
At this stage, when we've had a look through this person's engagement with people as they enter the hotel, as they exit the hotel, as they get moved to health hotels, it appears that there's no breach in that engagement in terms of how close they were, in terms of touching things, in terms of not using infection prevention and control. So
and New South Wales has issued COVID-19 alerts for a number of venues after a return traveller tested positive after finishing their 14-day quarantine period. The traveller visited several venues in the Illawarra, Wollongong and a cafe in Sydney South, meaning anyone else who went there around the same time needs testing. Western Australia has announced tighter restrictions to its hotel quarantine system, including a new rule which bans staff from having second jobs. And Premier Mark McGowan also issued well wishes to the 475,000 staff and students who wore masks for the return to school today.
It'll be an event, I expect, all students will remember for the rest of their lives. But I just encourage everyone to do the right thing and follow the rules. We expect it will only be for a week, but obviously we'll get further advice on that as the week goes forward.
Migrant support agency AIMS is launching vocational courses to help unemployed people from refugee backgrounds find a job. From February, the digital courses will also offer flexible learning options. They were developed during Victoria's COVID-19 lockdown. AIMS Australia Chief Executive Kath Scarth says the pandemic has disrupted educational opportunities, so these courses are designed to continue no matter what the circumstances are.
As many of us found through last year with COVID, we had to adapt and change and become more flexible. And so we've very much adapted all of our vocational courses so that they're flexible, they're online, but also as we start to probably come to what is now going to be COVID normal, that we're opening classrooms up as well so that, we can maximise how people learn, combining working at home, working in a classroom so they've got that that collegial engagement, and they can still learn the vital skills that they need to find a job.
And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.